Meeting to order at 10:05.
You are live.
Thank you for joining the Budget and Audit Subcommittee. I'd like to take a roll call of the board members.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Ms. McKinnon?
Here.
Ms. Sandy is absent.
We have a quorum. Melissa, if you'll take roll call of the staff in the room.
Okay. Mr. Weisner?
Alan Weisner here.
Morgan Neff?
Here.
Amy Adler?
Here.
Bill Phelan?
Here.
Tiffany Jansen?
Here.
Kay Paseo?
Here.
David Kennedy?
Here.
Donna Keppers?
Here.
Stefan Saldana?
Here.
Amy Robinson?
Here.
There are no other members present.
Are there any staff on the phone?
There are no staff on the phone.
And are there any members of the public in the room, Melissa?
No.
Okay. Are there any members of the public on the phone?
If there are any members of the public on the phone who wish to identify themselves, please press star 9. There are no members. Oh,
okay,
wait, hold on.
This is
just Ladonna Lindley. I can't hear her.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Ladonna Lindley from Accutype.
Thank you, LaDonna.
Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 3, agenda approval. I'll look for a motion.
This is Board Member McKinnon. I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second. The agenda is approved. Moving on to item number 4, the prior meeting minutes for March 30th. I'll look for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Board Member McKinnon. I move to approve the March 30th, 2021 meeting minutes as presented.
And I'll second. That means that they have been approved. Moving on to item number 5, I'll look for a motion to move into to enter into executive session.
Mr. Chairman, this is Board Member McKinnon. I move that the Budget and Audit Subcommittee enter an executive session to discuss confidential matters related to Alyeska Realty Advisors. This is supported by the Open Meetings Act, AS44.62.310, which allows a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the board believes that these are subjects which would have an adverse effect upon the finances of ADA or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Thank you, Board Member McKinnon. I'll second. We're now in executive session.
You have left executive session.
Thank you. We have exited executive session, and I'll advise that the subcommittee has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. Also, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, and Board Member Sandy has joined us at the very end of the executive session. So we are now moving on to item number 6, the public session, the audit RFP update.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What I would request is if Amy Adler, our interim CFO, could please address the memorandum that she sent to the Budget and Audit Subcommittee regarding the update on our ADA and AEA's audit RFP.
Only if she's willing to stay on for another couple of years.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. But you do have a new CFO who I'm excited for you guys to have on board, Donna.
Mr. Chair, what I'd also like to identify is we have Donna Keppers, who is here with us, who is our new CFO for ADA and AEA.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So So with that, I'll get started on the update. So as you know, we began the process seeking a new auditor through an auditing and accounting services RFP. We started that process in January by issuing the RFP. We went through a competitive process. We evaluated the proposals in April, and we have selected a new auditor as a result of that process. So we are at the new auditor is Ide Bailey. So that's the firm. It's a new firm for ADA and AEA. They are the auditors for HFC. So you'll recall, I think we had HFC give a presentation last October to the Budget and Audit Subcommittee regarding their audit process for selection, and they were very pleased with Ide Bailey and the services that they were providing to them.
Mr. Chair, what I'd like to also highlight is with the RFP process that we issued, it was fairly competitive. We had five proposals that mm-hmm. came back, which were reviewed and scored, and ultimately Ide Bailey was selected based on that full competitive process.
Yep. So we don't have a contract yet, but I checked with procurement today, and we are should be finalizing that this week. So missing one insurance document from the from Ide Bailey. So we're wrapping that up.
Does Board Member Sandy or Board Member McKinnon have any questions for the CFO or for the Executive Director?
No, thank you. Nothing for me.
Nothing for me, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Adler, what can we expect? Are we expecting any savings, annual savings in audit dollars? You don't have to give me an amount, but it'd be nice to hear a percentage if we're going to be able to save a little bit of money.
Well,
I apologize for the baby crying in the background.
I think to answer that, there could be, but we also are looking at an advanced audit schedule, right? So we're looking at and have required our auditors to issue the financial statements by September 30th. So in doing that, there may be things that we will ask our auditors to do, such as help us prepare the financial statements, which they don't typically do. So those are decisions that have to be reviewed and made. So in terms of audit costs, I mean, they were competitive. They were it was, I think, 40% of the total evaluation criteria. So absolutely, Ide Bailey was competitive in that area. But we do need to look at what services we need from them to meet that deadline. So I'll say that, just full disclosure. I can get you more information on that.
Chair, the transition, you know, knowing that Amy will be retiring, with Donna ultimately coming in, who joined us really yesterday, in taking over the CFO duties and then having the transition with a new auditor, we really did want to build in the time that we had everyone together to be able to walk them through the process to meet the time requirements that we had identified in this committee very early on for that September 30 deadline.
Thank you, Alan. My only other question is, was there a preference for an Alaskan hire firm?
There was not.
Okay. And what's the scheduled date for the audit to begin?
Interim work will begin the end of May for a two-week period of time. So end of May, beginning of June. Then we will have the auditors in August. So the month of August will be, I think, very busy. You know, the auditors will be here. Accountants will be working really hard to get everything to the auditors and get the financial statements ready.
Great.
And the other thing to note, I think, is that they will be working remotely by and large, but they've said they are going to send a few folks up for, you know, preliminary work. So there will be still a presence in the building as well.
Thank you. last opportunity for any other board members to make any comments or ask any questions. Hearing none, we'll go on to item number B, the investment policy update.
Mr. Chair, with the investment policy update, what I did want to highlight, we've had a few conversations within the Budget and Audit Subcommittee regarding ADA's fixed income investment policy, and I make specific reference to looking for the exact...
Talk about the resolution.
Yeah, the resolution.
G01-14D?
Is what establishes ADA's fixed investment policy, and... From the standpoint in bringing Morgan on board in February as our Chief Investment Officer, one of the areas that I've asked him to undertake is reviewing that specific policy and being able to have a discussion with the Budget and Audit Subcommittee about his view on that and what areas of improvement that we can make within that policy to then undertake some adjustments as necessary or as directed and then be able to improve the way that we're achieving a return on a significant amount of our capital that is invested in fixed investments, as well as the way that we approach the external money managers for those investments. I want to ask Morgan if you could please give a bit of a discussion for the Budget and Audit Subcommittee members, please.
Thank you, Mr. Weissner. Chair, board members, appreciate the opportunity today to talk about the investment policy statement for the fixed income portion of ADA's externally managed capital. One of the items, and I want to make sure, is Stefan Saldana still online? Yeah, okay. Thanks. One of the items that initially is under review is reviewing the contract language associated with the engagement with external money managers. We're reviewing that right now, and it is my opinion that we need to move forward with a investment management agreement that provides more beneficial flexibility for the authority as it looks to retain either existing or new external managers to invest this capital for the fixed income portion of the authority. The reason why, what are the two differences is that the contract is really more of a product of procurement in the sense that it has a begin and end date, and it is truly a contract, whereas the investment management agreement is a more industry standard best practices type structure that, again, allows more beneficial flexibility for the authority to retain and modify agreements in the interest of the authority to maximize the value of the investments within and underneath the externally engaged asset manager. And then with that, it's mentioned several times within the agreement, and every time you see contract, we are reviewing it as an investment management agreement alongside DOL, which is on the line. And I don't know, Stefan, if you have anything to add on that as far as the additional review that we've done with other managed programs, including sovereign wealth funds of the state, and how their investment management agreements look versus a contract?
Yes, I was just going to, that's exactly what I was just going to say. We've looked at some other more specific documents, templates, and we are using those to craft a new document, a new contract with the, I guess, the future money manager for this portfolio.
And if I may ask a question, please, Stefan, is the intent ultimately to give the authority, ADA, more flexibility in the way that we're managing or dealing with those external managers versus the previous form of procurement?
I think there'll be some more flexibility. It is aligning it with, as Morgan was saying, with some other funds that are managed externally by other State of Alaska funds managed externally, and I think that will be a little easier for both parties, both Morgan and the external money manager, to understand their obligations under the agreement, whereas before, it was a procurement agreement that really didn't pertain to asset management, and so it was more difficult to understand what the standard terms, what the terms that apply to the external asset manager would be. I also think it's going to be a little bit more tailored to the actual statutory obligations of ADA. ADA has the fiduciary duties that are required of all State of Alaska managers of funds. So that's in 3710 of the Alaska statute book. So I think also we'll be a little bit more aligned with that, with other funds such as the Alaska Retirement Board and Permanent Fund and Department of Revenue. So we'll be a little bit more aligned with the contracts they put in place with external money managers.
Thank you, Stephan. And Mr. Chair, if I may make one other comment, sure. I would like to identify, for all the right. record, that the way that investment, the external managers and the investment of those funds is being directed has changed, because previously this was held solely by the chief financial officer of ADA, and we have transferred that at this point to the chief investment officer of ADA with a focus on expanding and augmenting the return that we receive on those funds.
Thank you, Mr. Weisner. I appreciate it. My question is, what is the time frame that we're looking for to put an RFP out onto the street? So I understand we have to do all this work on the back end, but I'd like to get the RFP out sooner than later and not let this drag on. So Morgan or Alan, what's the time frame that we're looking to put the RFP out on the street?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We are currently working on that right now with procurement, as well as our external consultant, Callan. And we are waiting right now on the final report from Callan, as well as a proposal for going out for that RFP to utilize their skill set as well. But at the same time, we've finished up our initial review as to the current allocations, and we are going to implement where we think we need to concentrate, whether it's with existing managers or whether it's a search for new managers, where we believe we can identify additional value based on our investment policy statement to enhance the return or potentially to enhance the return for the given amount of risk for the portfolio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think the only manager that we really are favorable towards is Alaska Permanent Capital Management, but Callan, they gave a presentation to us several months ago, and we asked for follow-up. It took months and us asking for that follow-up to even occur. So I don't believe that there's any, we'd like to see all options on the table, Morgan, and not utilizing Callan so much to help us with the RFP, but we want to look at replacing everything.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We're actually running a parallel process utilizing both the data set of Callan as well as our own RFP guidelines.
Because the folks there down in, I believe it was Texas, didn't really pay attention to Alaska too much, so...
Yeah, Mr. Chair, that's Farrell Hanley, that group.
Oh, Farrell Hanley. Okay, thank you.
The thing I just want to identify is we have been very focused on when, as soon as possible, we can get an RFP out and the way to address and request that feedback, the proposals. So that's why the discussion with Stephan and Department of Law in the way that those contracts are actually set up, and what we've identified is that the previous way that those parties have been engaged have been very restrictive on ADA and the way that we can then work with those groups. So we're trying to change that, make sure that that's signed off by Department of Law, and then we're in a position to issue the RFPs.
How long is that process with Department of Law going to take?
And Stephan, maybe if you want to step in, but there's really no additional review because we're benchmarking it against not only what I have offered as industry standard and best in class, type structures, for the benefit of the authority, but it also resembles and, is complementary to other Alaska sovereign and internally managed, funds of the state.
Thank you. Board Member McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Morgan, Alan, I appreciate the hard work and the thought that is going into looking at a revised investment policy, and believe that the RFP can and should stand on its own with laws review. I also agree that the past management style has been so conservative that ADA has lost out on the upswing in the market. And it's a poor analogy, but to say that we've placed our money under a mattress is what comes to mind for me when we've seen such increases in value depending on the strategies that we choose to invest under. So specific to Alan, Executive Director Weitzer, when will the board take up a formal recommendation on the risk tolerance for the portfolio as we go forward? We have discussed this in the past. The Budget and Subcommittee has discussed this in the past, and we still continue to lose out on opportunities for the assets that we're entrusted with to gain inside of a market that has been surging.
Board Member McKinnon, it's important to also recognize that based on the investment policy that exists today, the portfolio is done exactly as it's designed to do, especially in a lowering interest rate environment. While the enticement of the equity market and its continued move up is very attractive, it's my view and it's my understanding that this account is not set up to participate in the equity market upswings, but it's designed to provide principal protection as well as income stream for the authority to utilize as additional capital to roll out through our 172 program.
Board Member McKinnon, if I could explain a little bit. Obviously, the investment program is not set up for equities, as Morgan was addressing, but there is and has been the discussion about ways of augmenting the return with fixed income securities. So you're absolutely correct on that side, that from our own direction, we could have managed that, I believe, a little bit better, and that's been the basis of the conversations within the Budget and Audit Subcommittee as well as with the board in our strategic planning sessions. And that's what we are looking to follow up on. What I would request, and I'm looking at the board meetings that we have that are scheduled, the next meeting is May 19th. I think that is too early for us to have a cogent proposal in front of the board on this, and I would request that we are able to do this and schedule it for the June, well, I believe if we have a June board meeting,
June
23rd. To the June 23rd board meeting, that we present to the full board, and obviously with a pre-discussion with the Budget and Audit Subcommittee, but have something to the full board for that board meeting on our investment policies and ways that we would augment the returns while keeping a consistent capital-based approach or policy.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alan, I appreciate and respect both your and Morgan's experience in this arena, but there has been a dialogue at the board level that you've participated in that some board members are not comfortable with the current strategy that is being implemented to protect capital, and that if we did a side-by-side comparison and had something in the equities market protecting capital, that we would have seen and experienced gains during this downturn of a pandemic. And I do not believe that state law prohibits ADA from participating in the equities market. Is that correct?
I do not believe that there's anything specific within our statutes other than, in this case, the prudent investor rule and the policy that we set up by regulation that would limit what we're able to use those funds for.
Thank you. And the Permanent Fund Corporation has grown by billions, and the Retirement Fund has grown by millions. All over the state, investments have grown in significant ways because they participated in the equity market. And they are they live up to the prudent investor rule. And ADA has been very protective of its capital. And I continue to be concerned that we are losing opportunities every day. So we've been having this discussion specifically at a budget, not at subcommittee level for over 15 months and over a year, I believe, at a board level waiting for due diligence. And I have been very patient in this request from my perspective. So I do appreciate, Morgan, what you've said about protecting the assets, and I certainly would never advocate for not protecting those assets. But again, my poor analogy of placing those funds under a mattress and not allowing them to grow when there is opportunities, and still paying higher rates to at least the current money managers than are offered by other custodians, continues to concern me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Alan, I'd just like to second that. We have agreed on the BAS level as well as at our strategic planning session to become a little more risky in our investments. And so I would appreciate if Morgan could devise a strategy to become less, to become more risky in our portfolio.
I just am asking for confirmation that we can focus on the June board meeting if that is acceptable.
Yes, just making sure that you heard board member McKinnon's comments, and I believe it's shared by the rest of the committee here.
We did.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, June is fine. We do not want to push a decision that is of this importance, and I believe that staff does need direction from the full board, not from just the budget and audit subcommittee, and I know that that will be a healthy discussion where we do have at least one board member, if not more, that is very conservative in the protection of the assets, and I certainly am a board member who wants to protect the assets. I just think there's some upside that we have been missing out on. And I wonder, Morgan, if we just ran a side-by-side comparison of what we would have done with different portions of our assets in the equities market over the last 10 years, what that would yield for us differently at, say, 25% in equities or 30 or 50% in equities, what the portfolio would look like today as far as the value of the assets. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Board Member Kinnon. I believe it's noted on all accounts. If that's everything on the investment policy update, Alan, we'll move on to item number C.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that is everything on that side. And thank you for allowing us to follow up with the June board meeting and would coordinate with the upcoming BAS meetings.
So, Alan, if I could just ask a question just for clarification. So you're saying at the June meeting you're going to present to the full board the staff recommendations, and then we'll have a conversation about that then, and the recommendations, because I completely echo and appreciate what Board Member McKinnon has stated. We've been waiting, and I think that there's been, not that staff need defense, but I think that in terms of the ADA staff and the direction that was given to staff and to the executive director at the time, certainly the staff has been in compliance with that, and that's the direction that the board was likely giving to staff. But at this time, I think it's been more than a year, like Anna said, and I'm just really looking for a clear recommendation. Obviously, being careful to protect the capital, of course, but and I would really appreciate, since I'm not a finance person, I would really appreciate that side-by-side comparison. I think that would give some of the other board members a better picture. Thank you.
Through the chair, Ms. Sandy, we will follow up on that. I think it's a good recommendation that we model and show what would have been capable of, obviously highlighting what the associated risks are with that. But we can do that modeling and we'll prepare that.
Thank you, Director Wisner. Moving on to item number 6C, Alan, regarding Alyeska Realty Advisors loan participation modification request.
To the chair, what is before the Budget Audit Subcommittee is a request for a loan modification. for Alyeska Realty Advisors. This is underlying three separate loan participations that are with Ada and Alyeska Realty Advisors. What they're requesting at this point in time is interest-only payments from May 1st, 2021 to June 1st, 2022, with regular monthly principal and interest payments that would be resuming on July 1st, 2022, as well as a corresponding 14-month maturity extension for the principal payments that have been deferred during that period of time. I would ask if Morgan Neff, Chief Investment Officer for ADA, would give a description of what is the background behind the request, please.
Thank you, Mr. Weissner. Board, Chairman, board members, thank you. The request is coming to us from the borrower due to the fact that this is a real estate company whose primary exposure is to the tourism industry. And as we all know, the tourism industry in Alaska has been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the cruise ship moratorium that currently exists today. The borrower is now facing, along with their tenants, going on 2 years of negligible revenue stream. And we had originally provided a modification back in May of 2020 to defer principal and interest. And then this request is coming today to just defer principal payment, as Mr. Weitner said, until the cruise ship season reemerges in 2022. The impact to this borrower is now being personally subsidized by his own liquidity in the form of subsidized rents at the tenant level, as well as permanent impairment of losses from one of the tenants that is no longer able to financially support its obligation under its lease arrangement. Therefore, the borrower has to go out and replace the tenant to replace that revenue stream. And within ADA, we believe it's in not only the best interest of our exposure within the loan participation program, but it also fulfills the mission of ADA to grant this modification request of interest-only payment through June of 2022 with an equal duration of maturity extension in order to not alter the principal and interest payments that are reinstated after the June 1st, 2022 expiration.
Thank you, Morgan and Alan. Does the board members have any comments or questions for the staff?
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me.
Thank you. Alyssa, we'll take a roll call vote. Remember, board members, this is just a vote whether or not we will advance this loan modification to the full board at the May 19th meeting. This does not approve or deny the loan modification. This is just whether the Budget and Budget Subcommittee will move forward this recommendation to the full board. Alyssa, please take the roll.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
It passes.
So, again, this loan modification request now has been referred to the full board at the May 19th meeting. All right. Moving on to agenda item number 7, board comments. Board member Sandy, any comments?
I just wanted to echo what everybody else has already stated about Amy, and thank you so much for all of your hard work. We just can't really express how much we really do appreciate the hours and the time, and thank you very much. That's all. That's it for me. Thank you.
And likewise, thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it.
Board Member McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to say thank you to all of our team. I really appreciate Amy. Thank you so much for helping us in a difficult transition period. for picking up the ball and running into the, I'm not good at sports metaphors, but into the end zone for us and finishing our audit out and helping us move through those processes. I want to welcome members for our new team. I look forward to meeting you at our May meeting, and just want to echo what Julie Sandy said, that certainly any of my comments are meant along the process and frustration with the process, not the people involved. Morgan, we appreciate your expertise as well as Alan in taking over the lead at ADA, and I understand that we have differences of opinions when it comes to investment strategies, and so that is for the board to decide. Staff has certainly been compliant and responsive to all of our needs, but a healthy discussion is always good for everyone, so I just really want to highlight our appreciation for your team, Alan, and for those new members of that team. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, board members. I just, again, want to reiterate thank you to our staff. We brought Alan on board as the executive director to take this organization to the next level, and he has brought in the staff. Amy, you've been an excellent addition at the CFO, really taking direction and changed the course of the way we do business, and so very much appreciated. And bringing Morgan on board, which, again, has elevated that position and brought an injection of new life into that. So we appreciate Morgan as well. And Alyssa's very professional and getting things done that we ask her to do. And so the new staff on board, we welcome you. And just know that the bar is high for you. And we look forward to seeing your talents and working together with the staff that's already in place. So. With that, I will look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second. Board Member McKenna, second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.